Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people, topics, and ideas that inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. I believe that my mission in life is to be a source of light and joy for the world. I hope that our time together can give you a little bit more of both. So thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. My name is Ryan. This is episode number 79, bringing you your brand new intention of the week. And before we get started, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for choosing to be here, spending some of your precious time with me, being a part of this conversation for the intention of the week. Whether you're out on a walk, if you are relaxing at home, if you happen to be in the car, or if you're just trying to get a few minutes to yourself in peace and quiet, thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with me. And let me tell you what's going to happen. We're going to talk about your brand new intention of the week. I'm going to talk about the reasons why we may or may not be able to achieve that specific intention of the week. And then we're also going to talk about the practical steps that you can start taking now, taking action now, today, on how you can increase the opportunity to experience this specific intention of the week. So without me being any more vague or elusive, let's talk about what it is. Your intention of the week, remember, it's just a tool, it's a mantra or a single word like this week's, where you can use it, adapt it, or adjust it as you see fit, or if you feel that it's appropriate for you to share with a friend that might need this specific message or this tool, then please feel free to pass it along to them. The intention of the week this week is just one single word. The single word intention of the week this week is peace. Your intention of the week, again, this week is one word, a powerful word. The word is peace. Wherever you're at right now, imagine the word. Imagine what the word means to you. Imagine the sense of feeling that you get when the feeling of peace washes over your body. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? Are you by yourself? Now, chances are, if you are putting yourself in a mindset or an emotional state of being where you are experiencing the sensation of being at peace, then what we're really doing is we're reducing the amount of stress. Peace is not necessarily just this idea, this ever-elusive goal. It's a very real, very tangible thing that you can really feel inside of your body. And you know there's a big difference between when you feel at peace or more peaceful or more restful or more happy or more tranquil compared to when you feel uneasy, when you feel agitated, when you feel irritable, when you feel reactive or explosive. The idea of being at peace is not something that is just possible for everybody that only meditates or does yoga or is a monk on a mountaintop in a hut that never sees the light of day or doesn't talk to another human being for 20 years. Peace is something that everybody can achieve, and it is something that is so important to your mental and physical well-being, especially now. So let's talk about four of the different areas that I think that are the biggest reasons why you may or may not be experiencing the type of peace that you want in your life. So the first one that's pretty easy and it's no-brainer is your job. If you feel like you have a very high-stress type of job, then that could be a very easy indicator or a very easy contributor to why you may or may not be experiencing the type of peace or relaxed mindset or just calmness that you want in your everyday life. This may or may not be an area that you can apply some change. Hopefully it is. But I remember very vividly where it was because of the type of job that I had and how much stress I was under or putting on myself or a combination of the two that it got to the point that it really affected my sleep. I would wake up in the night in like drenched sweat, just because of the amount of stress that I had in my mind, in my subconscious, in my dreams. And it's been a while since I've had anything like that, but I know now after the fact that my job was a big contributor or a big ingredient to why I wasn't feeling as peaceful then as I do now. The next one might surprise you, maybe, maybe not, is your food. The things that you are consuming in terms of the edible items. These things actually cause more stress or inflammation or agitation than we probably realize. So a very easy example is caffeine. If you drink coffee or if you drink an energy drink or anything else like that, you probably know what I mean when I'm talking about the caffeine jitters. when your body has so much caffeine or so much sugar, it almost puts us into this like weird shock or like twitchy feeling. I describe it to Nina as like I get a little bit edgy if I have too much caffeine and I know that the feeling is not reasonable because I'm perfectly fine, I'm happy, I'm in a good situation, but I just have this feeling where like, oh, I gotta go do something and I can't just sit still anymore. That's what I would describe and almost like how auditorily or audibly is the right word, how it audibly describe the feeling of the caffeine jitters. So think about the things that you consume that you know alter your healthy state of being. It's not difficult to pick them out, but it might be difficult to admit that maybe they might not be the best thing for us. So it's alcohol, caffeine, inflammatory foods or foods that cause you a sense of irritation. So for some of you, that could be gluten or wheat. It could also be a nut allergy or an irritation. It could be really spicy foods. Maybe you do a ton of really acidic-y foods. And that type of diet really causes stress on your body. And over a period of time, obviously, your body will get more and more used to it, which isn't necessarily a good thing. But these types of things that you are consuming, the edible things that you are putting into your body, could have a big effect on whether or not your body on the internal system is at peace and ultimately will affect your perception of whether or not you feel that you are being at peace or calm or tranquil or just relaxed. Let's just say relaxed. The third area of your life that I'm going to point out that probably has a bigger impact on your ability to feel at peace or at ease is the type of media that you are consuming. Let's call them out. Social media, magazines, TV shows, news stations, articles, specific types of music. Now, the biggest one out of the list that I would argue has the greatest effect on the most amount of people is probably social media or TV. Think about the different types of shows or channels or content that you're consuming. Now, there are a lot of channels out there that are specifically focused on the positive and the encouraging. And I mean, yours truly, me, like that's what this is supposed to be all about. So I'm so glad that you're deciding to consume something that helps balance out your life and give you a little bit more peace of mind. But if you can think about it, or if you actually had to list down all of the things that you're consuming, are there different TV shows or social media profiles or different outlets of content that you consume and you are aware of this consumption on a conscious level? The reason why I paused, I was trying to think of how to word it. It's because you are actively choosing to consume that content and whether or not it helps put you in a better, healthier state of being or it puts you into a place that might not be in the most loving or encouraging or reaffirming mindset. Maybe, for example, this is a good example for some people. Let's say the content that you're consuming causes you to compare yourself to somebody else, whether it's their level of success, whether it's the way that they look, whether it is how they, whatever it is, if it's just something that you wish that you had that somebody else is doing, and it puts you into a negative comparison mindset. That's just another example of some type of social media content that you might be consuming. So far we've talked about your job, we've talked about the food that you consume, but we're also talking about the content that you're consuming and how much of it or where you're getting it from. And even like the time of day that you're consuming it is really important too. So if you are consuming content, think about the types of things that you're consuming the second you wake up out of bed or the type of content that you're consuming a few minutes before you go to sleep. And think about how much of an impact that stuff actually has on you. The last one that I'm going to throw out there, number four, is your relationships, which even more so than the content or the food or your job has such a tremendous impact on your ability to be at peace or to avoid stress. Something that we alluded to quickly earlier in the episode was just things that are causing you stress or agitation or irritation. Relationships is probably for some people the one that causes the biggest area of anxiety or stress or whatever the word is that you are feeling right now as soon as I brought it up. Or maybe you're like, oh yeah, that one's definitely me. It's my relationships, whether it's your relationships at home with your friends, with your coworkers. Do you have a relationship in your life that is causing you an unfavorable amount of stress in your life and prevents you from being at a state of being that is restful, that is calm, that is mindful, that is peaceful. So which of those four do you think really has the biggest impact on you? Number one, I said, was your job. Number two, I said, was the food or the edibles that you're consuming, maybe alcohol or sugar or dairy or whatever it is for you. Think about if there's something that you eat and you really know, if you're being honest with yourself, that you probably shouldn't be eating that specific thing because that affects you on the inside. Now, the third thing that we said was the content that you're consuming. That affects your brain. Just your perception, your awareness, your internal dialogue, the way that you view the world and you compare yourself or you set specific expectations or just your very state of being, the content you're consuming. And the last one was your relationships. Out of those four, is there one that jumps out at you as more impactful or a bigger player in the reason to why you may or may not be feeling more peace in your life or less stress in your life? If you're having a hard time with the word peace, let's just put it in the framework of less stress. Maybe reducing the amount of stress in your life would help you in a significant, significant way. So take 2 seconds and think about that. Which of those four, or maybe it's all of them, do you feel resonated with you the most in terms of causing you the most stress and prevents you from being more peaceful? Okay, so we talked about the four areas that I think probably are having the biggest impact on you directly as to why you may or may not be feeling a sense of peace in your life. But let me give you 3 practical steps that you can do now, you can take action today, that will help you feel more at ease or more peaceful. Step number one is to minimize or reduce your exposure. For all of the different things that I said, or for all of the things that you thought of that I didn't exactly mention in that list of four, is there a way for you to minimize or to reduce your exposure to that specific influence or ingredient or relationship? Hopefully the answer is yes. The answer might not always be yes. If that's the case, then maybe that will lead us into step number two. But if there is a way for you to reduce or to minimize your exposure, then let's try to find a way to make that happen today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Find a way to take action today. Step number two is almost like we're dialing up the volume on step number one. I'm calling it to take bold action. Now, this is specifically for the example of a job or a relationship. Maybe just minimizing or reducing your exposure isn't necessarily an option. Maybe when you are evaluating your specific influences or the ingredients in your life as to why you're not feeling more peaceful, maybe it's time to have a complete separation. Maybe it's time to go in a totally different direction. Maybe it's time to let go of something and to take bold action, where a specific relationship may not be in your best interest anymore. Or maybe it's time for you to explore a new job opportunity. This type of action is significantly stronger and requires a lot more effort and thought, and arguably is a bigger step that you're taking compared to just reducing or minimizing. The third recommendation I'm going to give you is practicing more gratitude. Practicing more gratitude isn't necessarily going to be easy for everybody at first, but the more that you do it, the better you will become at feeling or enabling this specific type of sensation into your life. Now, here's a couple quick tips that could help you feel or to practice a little bit more gratitude into your life. First is you got to be in a good mind state. If you are agitated or stressed or irritable, then we got to find a way to get you out of that state of being. The example that I use is for myself is exercising. Exercising is the easiest way for me to do almost like an emotional or a physical or a mental reset. When I know I'm feeling agitated or irritable, or if I'm angry or not feeling bold in terms of my action taking or confident in whatever it is that I need to do, exercising without a doubt will get me back to where I need to be. Gets my blood pumping, helps me sweat, and then I take a good shower and then I'm ready to go. Those endorphins going through my body and just almost that physical reset really gets me into the mindset that I need to be, or I feel like I'm in a better place to make healthier and more productive decisions to get me to whatever goal it is that I'm working for. So can we remove whatever that stimulus is that's getting you to the space of being agitated or irritable or whatever it is? Or maybe there's something else that works really well for you. Is it yoga? Is it meditation? Is it exercising? Is it time with your pet? Is it calling your best friend? Is it spending quality time with your significant other or your kids? Whatever it is, let's do that first and put yourself in the best chance of success in terms of your mental capacity, where your mind is before we start practicing the gratitude. Then let's start to think about all the things that we are, in fact, happy that are a part of our life. That's another way to say of grateful. I'm trying to avoid saying all the things that we're grateful for in our life. So the things that you are glad and you feel blessed or you are happy that they are an active ingredient in your life, whether it's a person, it's a place, it's a thing, it's an idea, or it's a revelation, or whatever the case may be. Reflecting on just how happy you are that you do, in fact, you have that thing. And then take it a step further. Think about how your life was before that person, place, thing, idea, whatever it was in your life, and how your life now is so much better because of it. For some of us, this will be done best in the form of journaling. Or some of us may want to do a recording, a self-recording that you don't necessarily have to share with anybody. You could do a voice memo for yourself and just verbally talk this out, and you can listen back to it whenever you need to and write a quick note. Or maybe having that conversation with a friend or a loved one will really help call to mind the things that you are, in fact, grateful for. So now that we talked about a couple different examples of influences in your life that may or may not be causing more stress and preventing you from being more peaceful, and we've also talked about a couple of different action steps that you can take to help yourself be in a place of gratitude and love and consideration compared to fear, stress, anxiety, doubt, what are you going to do today to help yourself feel more at peace, more at ease, more calm, more accepting, more loving? All of these positive attributes that altogether are just some of the many different emotions that you could experience when you feel truly at peace. That's going to do it for episode number 79. Thank you so much again for choosing to spend a little bit of your time with me. I hope that something that I offered was of value to you, got the wheels turning, or got you thinking more about how you can put yourself in a position where you can be more peaceful in your life. If it is reducing or minimizing your exposure to a specific thing, if it is taking bold, strong action, or just practicing gratitude, or maybe just had an epiphany moment. Maybe you were like, wow, I didn't realize how much this thing, this person, this whatever played a part into why I feel so much stress and not more peacefulness and calmness and tranquility and just an ease in my life. So whatever it is, hopefully you got some value out of the episode. But nevertheless, I just wanted to say thank you again. Thank you for choosing to be here. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. And I hope that you take some bold action today. Go have an amazing day, and I will talk to you soon. God bless.